Key Madness.
We're Captain Clean, and nobody cleans or guarantees satisfaction like us. Oriental rugs, heating and air conditioning systems, carpet, tile and grout, hardwood floors, upholstery, fire and water damage, insulation removal, mold remediation, chimney cleaning, and much, much more. Call Captain Clean this winter at 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
Moss Holders Design Center knows one mattress does not fit everyone. That's why Moss Holders carries 21 different Serta mattresses. From super soft to incredibly firm, it's important you find the mattress that best fits your body and your sleep style. Moss Holders offers eye comfort and eye comfort hybrids, which conform to your body with high-quality memory foam, but don't sleep hot. Serta's perfect sleepers provide amazing support without breaking the budget. Moss Holders is also your source for new sheets, pillows, and adjustable bases. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, a compassionate professional service for the Sheridan community. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. At Sheridan Funeral Home, we respect all faiths, creeds, and customs. We take great pride in our compassionate professional service. We promise to take care of you and your loved ones with respect and dignity, just as if we were taking care of our own. It is a privilege to be able to serve you when you need us. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program. Brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, February 5th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director, Liz Cassidy. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Boy, it's nice outside, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
So I got a question. With the weather being so nice, are more folks exercising outside in the mornings than in previous years from what you've seen?
Certainly. When I'm outside, I'm like, whoa, our pathways are full. And then it's this odd thing. Then I go inside thinking, then it will be less full inside. Mm-hmm. And it is plumb full inside. And so I don't know if it's the wind or if folks, you know, do part of their exercise outside and then weightlift, or if the mornings are still just a little chilly. Yeah. But it's been a really amazing season of people being active, both outside and inside.
Are you seeing a lot of folks? Because now it's February, and I ask you this every year, and I'm going to ask you again, are the New Year's resolutions really sticking?
Do you know what's strange? I think, yeah.
Oh, great.
It's a odd year, and maybe it's because we've had better weather that people's spirits have stayed up, but I keep waiting for classes to die down so I can attend. And they haven't.
You only sneak in when there's enough.
Right. You know, like there's only so many bikes, so I have to give up my bike. And that's a great problem to have is, you know, I'll go in and look down the line of treadmills and they'll be all full. And that's a really great sign that people are sticking with it. Whatever, you know, we talk about big or small, I'm just seeing a lot of folks doing their thing.
That's fantastic to hear. I am one of those folks who ended up not fulfilling so many resolutions. I don't even really set one anymore.
Yeah,
I hear it from guests all the time. And so I stopped asking people if they had a resolution because they basically started kind of doing the same thing I do, which is every day you should be setting a resolution. Mm. Every day you should be trying to improve yourself. Yeah, the first of the year shouldn't be some sort of symbolic thing where you can eventually follow up, make it a lifestyle.
Sure.
You know, and then follow through. All right, speaking of gathering together, family game night. Now, we've talked about this in the past, right?
Yes.
Is this a one-time thing or is this something that is reoccurring?
We have had this, I think we're going on 4 years, if not five. And it was in the midst of COVID, we were talking about how do we create some kind of environment where you can stay safe, but, you know, have that social engagement. And especially for families, something you can afford on a Saturday night. And so the bingo night came out of that for a couple reasons. One, we could spread out big tables and you sit with your family at a bingo table in gym three. And then also if you have kiddos who are little, it's not a complicated game. You know, you can really play bingo before you can read. And then let's serve dinner and make sure the maximum cost for a family is $20. So it's $5 per person, capped at 20. So any family larger than four, we don't charge anymore. Just knowing what else could you do in Sheridan, Wyoming on a Saturday night that costs $20. So dinner, entertainment, the whole shebang for $20. And really have some amazing supporters of this to say, I remember being at that time in my life, you know. So if my wife and I go out for dinner, babysitter, I mean, in today's market, yeah, you're going to pay $100. You're going to pay $100 for dinner. Who can afford that?
Yeah.
If you want to go out with your kids, one, you know, I bless you. I remember trying to go out with my kiddos for dinner and it wasn't, I'd lost my appetite by the time the food arrived, kiddos chasing through the restaurant, all the different things, plus the cost. And so, you know, finding a family-friendly restaurant. And so this was kind of our mission cause from that. And it's been just great. So with the purchase of the Kids Life building, we're going to move it over there this year and try that space out. We've got the kitchen. We'll make our chili, our cinnamon rolls. We've been asking downtown businesses if they'd be willing to give us some great bingo prizes. I mean, the bingo prizes are legitimate. I know my kids will not miss bingo night. It's such a fun tradition. And just really, well, you know, COVID created some different scenarios. And this is one I'm so glad. Usually we hold it right in the heart of winter. So there is nothing going on. It's really cold. Kids have cabin fever, and that's always been intentional. This year,
yeah,
you know, we could almost hold it outside. But I think the intent of a family affordable event that families can do together. And I mean, we see parents coming in and they've got, you know, car seats and toddlers and, you know, it's okay if they run around. It's okay if they, you know, like eat a bite of chili and are playing the game and then wandering. And, you know, that environment has so many places where you're like, nope, can't do that here, can't do that here. But I mean, I think that's what the YMCA is for, is a family friendly
event. And I love how you point that out, because I have been in this situation where we just had a van load of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being the adult in the room, you're kind of trying to control everything and keep them in their seats. And why aren't you eating your green beans and over and over and over? And so having an environment where you don't really have to worry about that. Just do a head count now.
Right,
you know,
right.
Make sure everyone's still in the room.
Yeah.
But have fun while we're here.
Absolutely.
I think that is fantastic. What a great way to get everybody together, too. You know, if there's families out there who haven't seen each other during the winter.
Sure.
You can meet up there.
Absolutely. And we used to include, then the pool would be open. And we've kind of separated that out because we're growing. I mean, this is kind of the great thing about being this far out of COVID. Like, the apathy is gone.
Yeah.
And so we're having like movie nights in the pool and we're having climbing nights. So I'm really excited that we're just expanding the amount of like, okay, what can a family do that is not going to cost an arm and a leg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in this day and age, that's not very much.
Feels exactly.
Like, you know, but you got three, maybe four kids going out to dinner. It's just, it'll break the bank anymore.
Absolutely.
Even for, you know, the old fast food stop
sure.
off. So, all right. So you talked about the Kids for Life building. Mm-hmm. You purchased this when?
The end of October. And just yesterday we had a pancake breakfast in there, speaking of bringing back old things. And so this is we traditionally, it's been 7 years since we had a pancake breakfast, since we started construction. And, it was a tradition for decades where one Wednesday every month from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., you know, so you can get your folks that just went to morning exercise class can grab a pancake, your families before school, and then we have some of our morning classes that will come to pancake breakfast. But just a chance for community to get together. The YMCA has some original pancake recipes that, I mean, are beloved. Like, people are like, did you bring out the oatmeal pancakes? Do you have the blue? And so we make up a pile of pancakes and serve coffee. I think the coffee was real strong. But just to get people together and the Kids Life space, we were able to give tours of to the community, share some of the ideas we're forming around it, not trying to be like stuck in the mud already, like this is what it has to be used for, but still be open for ideas. And then we put out buckets for, you know, just renaming the space.
And are you taking suggestions from individuals?
Yeah,
who would love to go in there and say, you know what, this space would be great for that or XYZ.
Exactly, yeah.
Where is this building located?
So it is directly behind the YMCA. So if you're driving from Main Street to the Y, it's the first real tall building you see. And it's a very large building, three floors. So it's got a full basement, a main floor with a half gym, and a commercial kitchen, and then a top floor. And so it's had tons of different uses. I mean, primarily serving youth, but also I think the hub used the upstairs for some admin space when they were doing construction. There's been different, you know, subleases over the years for things like that. And so we're really excited. Our after school program has a huge wait list, and every school bus in the district buses to the Y. So it would be ideal in terms of its location right next door to the Y. We can still take kids over for swimming and things like that in the Y main building. But then also for our sixth graders, we're going through a process right now to become nationally certified, which every YMCA in the nation has to get it's called a Presidium certification. And so this is also something other youth serving groups strive for. It's very rigorous, usually takes about 18 months to 2 years to get. It includes them coming to our Y, doing a site visit, auditing all of our policies and practices. So you say you do this, but are you actually doing this? And so we're going to have every person who comes into the Y, just like a school, they have got to run their driver's license through a thing. It prints a sticker if they're not a member. When you become a member, you got to run your driver's license through a background check. And then the other big piece of it will be any kiddo under the age of 12 has to be in a supervised program space or with a parent. And so that's a big culture shock here in Sheridan, Wyoming, where it's traditionally been 8 years old. You can have your own Y membership and come in on your own. But looking at national resources, but also for rural areas, that 8 to 11 is a really risky age to be all by yourself and have no supervision. And so for us, that's going to be hard with the junior highs above us. And we usually have all of our junior high kids come down after school. They sign their code of conduct and they use all their parts of the Y. But now our sixth graders, half of them are not quite 12.
Oh, wow.
So we'll use that basement and really create a cool space that hopefully isn't perceived as babysitting, but is supervised and a hangout spot just for sixth graders. Because seventh and eighth can come right into the building, go do their, you know, weight machines. And we always have a gym reserved and, you know, some lap lanes for swimming. But for those sixth graders, we're trying to use this new opportunity to create a space for them.
Sixth grade is such a difficult time, and I know junior high is really rough, but sixth grade is like the introduction to that rough time period for you.
Yeah, you're figuring yourself out.
Totally, and you're at the beginning of that. It was so difficult for kids. I can remember over in Oregon, my mother lives over there, and so that's where I went to sixth grade. They separated all sixth graders into their own school.
Yeah.
So all the school districts sent all their sixth graders to one building, and they converted one school into just sixth grade. And so everybody there was around the same age. Mm-hmm. Everybody was going to the same classes, and they would switch you out. You had to go do math in a different room, and that's how they tried to get you used to that whole idea. But I can remember that was a pretty rough time. For a lot of us during that period.
Yeah.
You know, even being kind of isolated away. So, yeah, sixth grade, I think that's one of the most underappreciated or under-recognized rough periods for a child.
A lot is going on internally, externally.
Because you're not one of the little kids, but you're not a junior higher just yet.
Well, so. And it's, you're practicing independence, but you and your parents also want, like, someone's watching out for you, right?
Yeah.
And so how do you balance those two?
So are the pancake breakfasts going to kick back off?
So that's our hope. We're going to do a debrief and figure out what regularity so people can count on it. And then like the family bingo night, you know, game night, we really just feel like that's our tradition.
Okay.
Dead of winter. And little shout out, like we've talked to other YMCAs across the nation. We're like, it's just bingo and chili. And a lot of Ys have picked up this program that started here in Sheridan.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's just great.
When's the family game night going to kick off?
It is going to be on February 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Sheridan Kids Life building. You can register at the front desk or online. And like I said, no cost over the four people.
All right.
So $20.
On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County YMCA when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
What makes First Federal Bank and Trust different?
No shareholders, just shared values and profits that are reinvested locally, supporting nonprofits to help our community thrive.
Mutual means more for our communities.
With years of trusted local service and modern banking tools that make life easier, mutual means more.
First Federal Bank and Trust, banking with shared values. Member FDIC.
Looking for a gift that means more this Valentine's Day? At Legacy Diamond and Gems, beautiful jewelry comes with a little something extra. For every $500 you spend, you'll receive a free $50 gift card, perfect for flowers, chocolates, or dinner. From classic diamonds to colorful gemstones in every style and budget, our bench jewelers help you find a piece that's truly personal. Make your gift and the whole night unforgettable. Legacy Diamond and Gems in downtown Sheridan or online at legacydiamondgems.com.
Your car does a lot for you, getting you to work, hauling kids, driving in Wyoming weather. So when it needs service, trust the experts at Midas. Midas repairs brakes, battery, exhaust, steering, air conditioner, radiator, suspension, starters, charging system, fluids, tires. Midas does it all, and they do it right. Right now, the savings are strong. Buy one oil change, get one free to use by March. Plus, save $100 on a set of four tires. For full service auto repair, see Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan. A touch above the rest.
This announcement is brought to you by Farmers Co-op, your farm and ranch supply store on Coffeen Avenue.
AARP kicks off Community Challenge grants for its 10th year. Apply until March 4th. Grants support projects that make communities more livable for people of all ages. Winning projects will be announced in June. Last year, Sheridan and Claremont both received grants. Go to aarp.org/communitychallenge to apply. If you don't apply, you won't get one.
Feeling the squeeze at the gas pump? Grocery budget taking a hit too? We can help with that. This is David Cook with ERA Care Realty, inviting you to enter our gas and grocery sweepstakes. One lucky winner will get a $200 gift card at Farmers Co-op and $200 in Chamber Bucks. Enter daily on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
The gas and grocery sweepstakes presented by ERA Care Realty. You can find it on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Lloyd Whiting, and this morning we are speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Now, Liz and I were touching on how long both of us have kind of been doing this for a little while. You know, I'm close, give or take, to 1,000 shows.
Wow.
It's getting there. And you've been with me since the beginning, and there's been a few others who have been as well, and it's been a fantastic experience. We talk about these upcoming classes, these upcoming events at the YMCA. Do you see an impact from like your media outreach and things like that? You see some folks come in and say, you know what? I heard you on the radio, Liz, and I'm jazzed. I'm ready to do this.
I'm incredibly touched, and you forget because in here, it just feels like this wonderful conversation.
Right. Yeah. It's
but,
great.
From Give Your Heart, folks who are like, I heard you on the radio and I just felt compelled to come down and contribute for scholarships, to our Livestrong program and having folks hear about it and put themselves out there to sign up for Livestrong. The day Zach came in and joined me.
Yeah, he was great.
I think we doubled that class and it was just so exciting in terms of the momentum and that being so core to our mission. But also, you know, the times we talk about jobs at the Y.
Yeah.
And I have to remember it maybe isn't someone listening who needs a job, but they know someone who does.
Now the word's out, right?
Yeah. And I'm just always thrilled to know that it doesn't have to be, you know, what are the, like a video, TikTok video or
right,
a reel.
Like a rigid.
That, yeah. Like just the Y is all about authentic conversations, and this is one. And to know that there's folks listening and they're like, hey, I know how to connect, or I know who needs to connect. And and that's always been a real impactful thing.
I would love to have Zach back.
I'll tell him.
I would love to get him back in here and talking about that program again.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, I think enough time has passed that I think touching on that program again might help somebody. I really do enjoy the YMCA and the programs that you do and the support that you give to people.
Thank you.
It's pretty amazing. And speaking of which, you know, in the first part, we talked about that family game night. That's going to be happening on February 28th. You got a lot of kiddos. You don't generally like to go out because you got to do the mom and dad control thing. Go down there. Have a good time with the kids. This is a family event. Have some fun. Now, something else that we talk about quite a bit, and I can't believe we're talking about it already. Spring soccer, my friend. It is right around the corner. YMCA, kindergarten through eighth grade students.
Yes, and you're welcome because in April 6th is the first day of the program. Running through May 13th, Mondays and Wednesdays. I can almost like fortune, we will get snow on April 6th. So
yeah.
If we get some precipitation this spring, you know who caused it. It was Y Spring Soccer. So it's a great program. Registration's open now through March 27th. It does fill in. Super great time. You can reuse jerseys, and that takes a discount off the cost. And so we're always trying to reuse, make sure it's about the kids playing, not about a huge registration fee. And you can go online or come down, and there's always scholarships available.
I love how you always put that on the end, because it is important for some people out there. Folks, go down and apply for these scholarships. The money is there to make sure that the kiddos have a fantastic time. This is about teamwork, skill building over competition at the younger ages. So you got a little athlete who absolutely loves soccer. This is a great program. Now, excuse me, you've seen this, the building of confidence, which is something that I always try to put in the stories. You can literally look this up on psychology pages. They've done studies. Team sports and being involved builds a young person's confidence.
Absolutely. I mean, just being involved. If I talk to employers, they'll say, oh, we want new employees who know how to just jump in and get involved. And I can trace this right back to Y Soccer. Like, hey, Johnny, we need you. I know you got to drink water, but we're missing kids. You got to get back out there. And encouraging them and seeing just little successes, you know, like I touched the ball.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the goal, or I scored a goal on the other team's goal. It's not the end of the world. At least you're out there, you're involved. And more, I just think, We're looking for employees in the world who have just are alert, engaged, and involved. And I can see that character building starting with something that seems so silly, like chasing butterflies and being out there. And for a family, you're involved. You took your family out of the house in the evening. You drive and find a parking spot. You bring the blanket and you lay down and you watch your kids play soccer. It doesn't sound like it's that involved, but it really is.
Yeah.
It's all of those steps we do as a community to get off our couches and be out there. And it doesn't have to be high stakes to be impactful. And
I'll tell you what, my little girl, she's grown up now, going to college, and I don't leave the house very often anymore. There's just nothing going on, you know, that I feel I need to be to. But my little girl was very active in a lot of different programs, and that really got me out.
Yeah.
And talking to other parents and hanging out with teachers, I mean, it got me involved. And I do miss that.
Yeah.
You know, I do miss doing that kind of stuff.
Well, we've got some positions for you.
As always, volunteer work
you
at the
You all
line.
Heard it.
All right, one more time. Registration deadline for our little spring soccer players.
March 27th. And so it's going to sneak up on us. Just opened. And like I said, Mondays and Wednesdays, kindergarten through eighth grade.
Okay, now this is another club that when you came on the show and announced mm-hmm. this club, I think I kind of shouted it from the rooftops because maybe you've got that little guy or little girl who isn't super big into team play, but they want to be able to compete in something. The climbing club is a perfect fit.
Oh, and character in that same vein. You know, you have kids that getting 3-4 feet off the ground was a big leap. And then they just keep climbing. They keep growing. You can see those gains week after week. We have wonderful staff that encourage and talk them through those things that seem hard.
Scary.
And scary. And, you know, we've been working on some camp planning. And the big thing is not necessarily do girls developmentally need risk, but boys need things that until eighth grade, perceived risk. And climbing is such a rudimentary part of that. And we believe at the Y, kids aren't climbing trees anymore. And of course, we don't want them to break arms. But we know the value of those gross motor skills that come from climbing up stuff, pulling yourself out of the pool, out of, you know, just the skills that our parents and grandparents didn't have to think about. They were growing in the way they played.
Just being kids, right?
Just being kids with a little risk. And I think our climbing wall is one of those pieces that provides that. And it's super cool. And the same for parents. Anyone who climbs a little farther than they did before, we've had folks that never reached the top. And that's totally okay because the confidence they build every time they just go a little bit farther off the ground. I mean, there's, I'm sure, a million metaphors around it, but it is just so cool to see what that does for a person to be like, I took a risk and it was okay.
Yep.
And I'm better because of it.
And next time they go in, they'll get a little farther up.
Right.
You know, even the military appreciates the confidence that is built through this type of activity. There's something called the body ladder on just about every obstacle course for the U.S. military. And that is all about conquering that climbing fear, getting up to the top, getting over the top and back down. It's actually very powerful. And I've seen it take effect on grown men. So, little ones, this is a perfect little club for you. How do they register for this, Liz?
So, we go by the month. So, it's just like swim lessons. So, the one right now is February 3rd through the 24th from 3:30 to 4:30 on Tuesdays, ages 5 to 11. And again, online or at the front desk, scholarships available.
Real quick, small group training.
Oh, yeah. We brought this back. It's just like pancake breakfast. But back by popular demand. This is weightlifting, not by yourself, but in a little small group. So it's not personal training, but it's small group personal training. And so, again, we go by the month. It's a Tuesday, Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We're in the February session. We'll do it again in March. And it's such a cool program for adults.
All right. Liz, I've run out of time with you. There was some more stuff that we wanted to touch on, but I got to let you go this morning, my friend. It's always great having you on here.
Thank you
so much. All right. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with the YO Theater. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
some banks answer to shareholders.
First Federal Bank and Trust answers to the community.
Because as a mutual bank, everyone benefits. Profits stay local.
Supporting nonprofits and community programs with decades of local roots and modern online and mobile banking that fits your life.
More than a bank.
A mutual commitment.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Some images are forever sketched into our memories. We don't have to see them to remember. Like when President Trump came down the escalator and said, "Make America great again." Or when he raised his fist in Butler, Pennsylvania and said, "Fight, fight, fight." We also don't need to see Liz Cheney's face to remember she betrayed President Trump. But we all know Wyoming can never give our congressional seat to a rhino again. Reed Raisner is an America First conservative who has President Trump's back. A fourth-generation Wyomingite, a businessman, an outsider with the guts to fight. Reed Raisner will protect our Second Amendment rights, deport criminal illegal aliens, and stop liberal politicians, lobbyists, and foreign countries from ripping us off. Liz Cheney is the face of betrayal. Reed Raisner will represent the beating heart of our America First movement.
I'm Reed Raisner, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Reed Raisner for Wyoming.
When it comes to Wyoming, your roof takes the hits. Hail, wind, snow, and sun. That's why Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors installs metal roofing built to last. From commercial-grade R-panel, residential metal roofs, and our impact-resistant 24-gauge standing seam systems, every option is engineered for strength, longevity, and performance. When you want protection that lasts a lifetime, call Brandon 307 for your free inspection. Quality materials, quality installation, local experience you can count on. Visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. From the moment you walk in, we want your meal to feel easy, welcoming, and unrushed. A great night out isn't just about what's on the plate. It's how you're greeted, how you're taken care of, and how everything flows. We pay attention to the details so you don't have to. Good food, good service, good timing, start to finish. Frackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan. Oh, and book your table early on Frackleton's.com.
Buy 2 weeks, get 2 weeks free. That's right. Buy 2 weeks and get 2 weeks free with a Country Bounty personal classified special. Run your personal classified ad for 2 weeks and we'll help you sell your unwanted items by giving you two additional weeks and no charge. Now, if you need extra cash, clean out that garage. The Country Bounty is the perfect place to do it. Direct mail to every home in Sheridan and Johnson County and online at SheridanMedia.com. The deadline Thursday, 1 o'clock. Call 672-7421 or stop by the Sheridan Media offices at 1716 KROE Lane.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we are joined by the Executive Director of the YO Performing Arts and Education Center, Aaron Butler. Good morning and
good
welcome
morning.
Back.
Hi, thanks.
It's nice outside.
It's so great.
I know.
Yeah, I keep saying to people, like, it's really great for my lifestyle. But
yeah, me too.
It's fabulous.
The drive has been absolutely beautiful.
For
in the
sure.
Mornings. This morning's sunrise was striking.
Oh, yeah. I forget. You get the pleasure of
it's so
seeing
pretty.
That daily.
It is just so pretty. My favorite month to drive is around June, the beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
It is green from here to there.
That's true.
And seeing those farmers out there and their in their tractors early. I mean, it's a postcard, Aaron,
totally.
Every morning. You know? It's absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
All right. So we're not here to talk about my drive. Unfortunately, I could talk about it all morning. We're here to talk about the YO Theater. Give us a quick overview of the big schedule coming up.
Sure. So for the month of February, we did just have a really, really cool event on Tuesday. So hosted a group called the Vitamin String Quartet.
How'd that go?
Oh my gosh, it was fun. It was like so cool. The energy was amazing. The show was incredible. The musicians, of course, are just like virtuosic, and they love what they do, and they're having a blast. And you know, the thing that was so special about it was Winton. Grant, who grew up in Sheridan, is touring with them right now. So it was just amazing.
It was
to have
a great homecoming.
Oh my gosh. He's like, how old is Winton? 31? I mean, he's quite young. But he grew up in Sheridan and he kind of grew up on the YO stage. You know, he started super young with What Was Tandem. Funny stories about him playing the fiddler and Fiddler on the Roof and all sorts of great things. He was like the king of Stars of Tomorrow. Like he won Stars of Tomorrow like every year. And he graduated and he went on to do this. Now he's a professional musician, currently touring with Vitamin String Quartet. But he has to wrap up the tour a little early because he's going back to LA to play in the pit for the Oscars.
Oh my goodness.
And he's playing on the soundtrack for the new Moana. You know, he's like really successful, and incredibly kind and just like a delightful person, but just so exciting and really honoring to have him back at the YO and to be able to, they went to the high school. To talk to the students there, and those kids were just like, you know, starstruck.
Oh yeah,
how do we do this, you know? And of course they gave really great advice. One of the musicians, my favorite thing he said was, well, be kind to people, just be kind, like do your work and be kind. And I was like, dude,
it's free.
Dude, yeah. So anyway, it was such a magical night. So,
that's fantastic.
I couldn't not talk about that. Sorry, I probably went on a little too long.
No, I love it. It feels like a full circle.
Oh,
full circle.
It was so cool. And they are so good. They're so, so good. So this week we have a really fun residency happening with Repertory Dance Theater. Today we can talk more about the residency stuff, but today they'll be doing a free student matinee at 1 o'clock. And then tomorrow we have their public performance called Excursions. And Repertory Dance Theater is this really unique company in that they are the oldest, I think they're the oldest modern dance company in the United States.
Holy cow, really?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's true. And they have, they're celebrating like their 75th year or something like that. And their whole mission is to honor and celebrate and preserve modern dance. They're out of Utah, so pretty close. And we have had them before, but it's been a number of years. So it's really, really fun to have them back. In particular, this outreach that they're doing is, it's kind of inspiring. You know, they love doing it. And so Callie, who's our program assistant, has really packed their schedule, which is awesome. So yesterday, let's see what they did. They went to the girls' school. They went to Easter Seals. They did workshops with Peaknik's School of Dance, Donna's Dance, and Merit Dance Company. Today, they worked with Sheridan College. Oh, and yesterday also worked with a creative aging class at the YO. Today, they worked with Sheridan College. And, of course, they'll do their student outreach. And I think they have one more thing I'm trying to... they're working at Metal Arc School.
How cool.
So they're
going
to go into the school. It's awesome. I mean, what a treat, you know? Yeah.
We get all this great talent that comes into the town and goes around and speaks with students, speaks with, you know, independent little companies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that happens in other places too, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. to think that it happens right here is just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And those little kids and those students watching that, seeing people who like them, have decided this is what I want to do with my life, and they see them being successful, that's got to be inspiring.
I think so. And I think it's really good for students. Lauren at the college says this all the time, for students to learn from different instructors.
Yeah.
You know, because you're learning from the same person daily, which is good. And of course, that person is educated and talented and very good at what they do. But it's nice to have different perspectives and just a different approach, you know? It can help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, guest speakers in college, I can still remember a few coming in talking about something that other people would probably not find that interesting.
Sure.
You know, when journalism and mm-hmm. writing and proper word usage. But those stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, there were my favorite instructors. But having those guest speakers or hearing somebody at an Associated Press conference or something really sticks with you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that, but it really does work.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any tickets left for the Fly Fishing Festival?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yes, not many, though. That does typically sell out, so that's this Saturday at 5:45. Of course, the proceeds go to benefit Sheridan Community Land Trust. And they sell out yearly. I mean, every year they sell out. So if you have not bought them and you intend to go, do so now. Go online or come to the WIO. We're happy to sell them to you there. But yeah, so that's this Saturday. Again, if you have not purchased your tickets for the Fly Fishing Film Fest, you better get on it.
Now, does the lobby just kind of turn into almost like a trade show to an extent? I mean, what does it look like inside of there?
Well, it's very full, of course. You know, they have like the informational booths mostly for the land trust. So they have a ton of material that they give out. And this year they're selling slices of pizza.
Oh, wow.
So I guess if you want some pizza, you can get it there. Of course, the concession. So it's just kind of packed, you know, kind of jammed. It's fun though, because of course it's, you know, this really great social event. I was sort of reminded of how wonderful it is at the WIO during those events because people are like not looking at their phones, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're in the lobby and they're sort of all jammed in there and they're seeing a ton of people they know and they're, you know, they're like having these great conversations and maybe they haven't seen this person in a while. And it's just, it's cool to be able to be in a space where people are talking to one another, you know, and happy to see one another and not staring at their phone. And so it's like that. You
that
know?
Sounds great.
Yeah. It's good community vibes.
Exactly. Community vibes. Mm-hmm. Those individuals coming together, like-minded, who knows, you might discover a new fishing hole if you go in there.
It's cool. I mean, the films are gorgeous. So yeah. Right. It's awesome.
All right, moving on down the line. We've talked about the outreach. Let's talk about International Guitar Night.
Yes.
And what makes this concert so special for music fans?
So International Guitar Night, if for those who might not be familiar, is this incredible. Every year they tour like the best guitarists in the world. And so there have been a number of guitarists that have toured with them that have gone on to be incredibly successful. And of course, these guitarists that are touring with them now are successful in their own right. And they all have very different styles of playing. This, I think, is their 76th year of touring.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And they're, you know, they have this really fabulous reputation. So this year, let's see who we have. We have a woman by the name of Tamaine, who is a ukulele virtuoso. She's very cool and very good. Alexander Misko is a fingerstyle trailblazer. So does a lot of that fingerstyle sort of acoustic-y stuff. Lucas Imbribia, he has been here before. And he is the dude that has like the triple neck guitar. And, you know, he's sort of like this crazy rocker guy.
The rock master.
I mean, he's awesome. He's so good. And then Thule is the youngest student ever to enter the National Conservatory of Music in Hanoi.
Wow.
So she was like 12 or something. I mean, she was like super young. So it's this like really cool group of people playing very different styles. And then usually near the end or somewhere in the middle, they'll all play together. And if you dig guitar, which I think a lot of people do, this is the concert for you. I mean, it is like mind-blowingly good.
I know there's some parents out there who've got that teenager hiding in the basement with the old guitar.
Yep.
And this sounds like a great opportunity to drag them out of the basement, put them in a seat, and see something absolutely spectacular that not only can they walk away from with fantastic memories, but maybe a bit of inspiration.
Yeah,
to lead them on to the next step. That's great. You don't often hear about like a just guitar playing outside of a rock concert or something. This is going to focus on the instrument itself. Mm-hmm. It's going to show different variations of style and skill. And I love the fact that there's a ukulele in there. My daughter went through that phase.
Oh, yeah.
Had to get her a ukulele. Yep. And I'd stand by her door and I'd listen to her in there practicing all the time. Yeah. Miss those moments. All right. Now, you also have a co-production coming up.
Yes.
She Loves Me.
She Loves Me.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my gosh. This show is, it is like, it's actually called The Most Charming Musical Ever Written. And I totally believe that. It is the cutest darn thing you will ever see. The cast is phenomenal. So I will miss some people, but I will say who I know off the top of my head. Dan Cole, David Myers, Michelle Forrester, John Goodell, Jill Benson, Wen Miller, Sammy Joe, Jacob, and there are others, but they're, you know, this is the, it's our local, other local production. We do one in the fall, we do one in the spring, winter. This is that one. Directed by Pollyanna Averett and music directions by Turner Bruce, who is from Sheridan and has since moved back. So we're excited that he's back in Sheridan. But anyway, the story is very, very similar. In fact, the movie You've Got Mail is based on this.
Oh, really?
Musical. Yes. So it's a story that y'all know. It's, you know, missed connections, the sort of love letter thing happening. And there's a twist, of course. If you saw the movie, you're going to know what kind of happens in the musical. But the music's gorgeous. They've been working on the set. It's going to be beautiful. It's a really nice date night thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fantastic.
And certainly not on February 14th, but you can still celebrate that later in the month. It's a great thing to do with your other or whomever. It's going to be a really fabulous show.
And I recognize some of those names. I've had them in here. I've spoken with them in the past. Mm-hmm. And you've got a lineup of some of our best performers.
I think so. Absolutely. I'm like so excited for this cast. And the show is not something I was familiar with, but I'm really happy that we're producing it with the Carriage House Civic Theater Guild. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, if you love musicals, you just want to see local people on stage. This is like the best thing you could do.
And people who are actually devoted to the craft.
Totally.
That's one thing that I do want to say. Everybody that you listed off, you know, the ones that I've talked to, they're skilled performers.
Mm.
People who take this very seriously.
Absolutely.
So I imagine this is going to be a fantastic run. How long is this going to go on?
So 2 weekends near the end of February. Let me look up the dates so I do not say them incorrectly. So February 20th through the 22nd and February 27th through March 1st. So those last 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday and Saturday are 7 and Sunday's a 2 performance. Truly, you're not going to want to miss it. It's so fun.
You can get your tickets now?
Yeah, you can get them now.
All right, jump online. I'm going to move on to the Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Awards of Excellence and what that means to the YO Theater. But before I go there, because I said it, the YO Theater's website, are you... I guess you could say recovering from those ticket sale things where other people were trying to scalp tickets from the YO Theater?
You know, we were just talking about this yesterday in our staff meeting. Pam is so diligent. Pam Overton, our box office manager, is so diligent about this particular issue. So I am grateful to her for her work on this because it is very time consuming. It is not going away. We have a better handle on it in terms of like we can spot the scammers when we see them, or Pam can because she's great. So at least there's that. But it's an ongoing issue.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the Vitamin String, I think we had at least one person who had bought tickets on a different site and,
that's,
you know, was charged whatever they were, you know, $80-$90, which is like nuts. You guys, if you go to a website to buy YO Theater tickets and the tickets are way more than you expect, you are at the wrong site.
Yep.
Just know that.
Yep. And I would just say only go to the YO Theater website.
Yep.
And it's easy to find. It's easy to get tickets. You can select your seat. You know you're getting a dependable ticket that way, folks. Mm-hmm. Don't go to one of these other sites.
Right.
There's too many scammers out there that are taking your money. You're going to show up with your ticket and it's not going to exist.
Well, it does exist, but you paid way, way more than you should have, and you didn't get to choose your seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yep. Go to the YO Theater website. All right. I did promise the Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Awards of Excellence.
Yep.
Being held at the YO.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a date, and what does it mean for the YO to serve as a community gathering spot for this?
It's cool. Wednesday, February 25th, so there's a 5 o'clock reception, and a 6 o'clock is the ceremony. We're honored to do this, to host this event, and I think this is the third year the Chamber has done this in this sort of more formalized way. It used to be part of the luncheon. But they've elevated the event, so they have this great reception, and of course they do all these great films about everybody who's being nominated. It's really fun to host, and I will say, I'm going to call out one of our board members who, when he came on the board, said the only time I've ever come to the YO Theater was for the Chamber Awards. And I was like, cool, well, we're going to change that.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, if people come to the YO in different ways, like say the Fly Fishing Film Fest is the only time you come, say the Chamber Awards is the only time you come, we're so happy to have you, you know?
Yeah.
If that's the way you are introduced to the theater, or that's the way you come to be in the theater, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we're always, always happy for that.
You know, in the YO Theater... is and I know I've talked about this before, by becoming an education center, you know, it's alive. Mm. It is a living,
oh my gosh,
breathing place.
Sometimes
you, yeah, you know it better than anybody else.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much, for coming on, real quick. Tell us where to get our tickets for all of these events and more.
Yeah. Yotheater.com. Yotheater.com. Yotheater.
Thank
the only
you so
spot
much.
You want to go.
Yeah. The only spot you want to go, mm-hmm. folks. Make sure you're getting it for the right price and you're getting the seat you want for your YO Theater performance. Always a pleasure seeing you, my friend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ever wonder where your bank's priorities really are?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, they're right here at home.
No shareholders, just shared values.
Local decision-making, community support, and a long-standing commitment to the people we serve.
Plus the convenience of online and mobile banking.
Banking that matches your values.
First Federal Bank and Trust. More than a bank, a mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the YO Theater presents Dance Theater Excursions, Salt Lake City's renowned repertory dance theater. Excursions showcases the company's versatility, athleticism, and artistic depth. Their works range from bold contemporary pieces to elegant modern classics, pushing the boundaries of movement and meaning. Experience the power and poetry of the human body in motion. Get your tickets for Excursions at the YO box office or online at yotheater.com.
Moss Holders Design Center knows one mattress does not fit everyone. That's why Moss Holders carries 21 different Serta mattresses. From super soft to incredibly firm, it's important you find the mattress that best fits your body and your sleep style. Moss Holders offers eye comfort and eye comfort hybrids, which conform to your body with high quality memory foam, but don't sleep hot. Serta's perfect sleepers provide amazing support without breaking the budget. Moss Holders is also your source for new sheets, pillows, and adjustable bases. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
Are winter illnesses keeping you or your family from work, school, or play? When fever, cough, or body aches strike, don't wait it out. At Same Day Health and Imaging, we're here for you 7 days a week, offering quick, compassionate care. Illnesses don't follow a schedule, but our extended and weekend hours have you covered. Same Day Health and Imaging, located at 1470 Sugarland Drive between Walmart and WyoVision. Walk-ins welcome or schedule an appointment. Visit SheridanSameDay.org to learn more.